What's up, guys? I'm Adam Britt with QB365, back again to talk about the past week and the week ahead in the quarterback universe. It's late on Thursday night. Don't know when you're listening, but that's when I'm recording. Hope you guys got better this week. We're headed right into the 4th of July week, which is a dead week for high schools and pretty much the whole country as far as I know. Yeah, I know that no days off is a popular hashtag, but hopefully you guys are going to get mentally and physically refreshed for that long stretch from July, and hopefully you guys are playing into November, maybe even December of the season. So last week, as we get into this, last week the annual Manning Passing Academy was held, and holy crap, it's a huge event. They upped their social media game this year, so you got a lot more info and images from the weekend. The number I saw was 1,250 QBs. I don't know who organized that event or how much they're paid, but it's not enough. And the crazy thing is, as large as it is, I've never really seen anyone have any complaints about it. I'm not really looking for them, but everything you hear is positive, which is insane considering how big of an event it is. They obviously had a lot of the top college QBs there as counselors. Alex Hornibrook won the shootout. I'm not sure what that competition entailed, but it's pretty cool for him and all the Wisconsin fans. And speaking of Wisconsin fans, their 2019 commit, Graham Mertz, was in Atlanta today, along with FSU commit Sam Howell, South Carolina commit Ryan Helinski, Arizona commit Grant Gunnell, and 2020 QBs Drew Pine, who's currently committed to Notre Dame, and then Harrison Bailey from nearby Marietta, Georgia. They were all here to compete inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Awesome stadium, by the way. Saw a Kenny Chesney concert there at the Rivals 5-Star Challenge. The big winner of the day, though, was Bo Nix, who's headed to Auburn in January. He didn't only win the Skills Challenge, but his team won the 7-on-7 tournament, and he was named QB MVP. A few other notes, I also saw that Sam Howell won the long-distance throw with a throw of 63 yards. And there seemed to be a consensus that that Wisconsin QB commit Graham Mertz was probably the second best-looking QB at the event. So now, after collecting all that hardware that Nick's got, along with Howell, Mertz and Helinski are both on Team Impact, by the way, they're all headed to Dallas to compete at the opening. So we've talked about how it looks how like Spencer Rattler from Arizona has the upper hand to win the Elite 11 MVP honors for 2018. But I guess anybody has a shot if they can dominate through the 7-on-7 competition. Maybe Nick's carries some confidence from today and makes a run for it. But good luck to all 12 of those guys as they're headed to Dallas. So now, after no further ado, let's go over the offers and the many commitments from this past week. As always, if you want to make sure we know about an offer you received or really any announcement you have, at least follow us on Twitter at QB365Media. But tagging us will guarantee it gets acknowledged. We really appreciate your help as we grow our database and just our community in general. So here we go. 2020 QB Evan Simon earned an offer, a big offer from in-state Pittsburgh. Then later in the week, got another one from UMass. Aaron Swafford from Tennessee picked up an offer from Tennessee Tech. Alabama offered Cornelius Brown. Trevion Houston from South Carolina got an offer from Wofford. Jack Salapek, 2020 from Pennsylvania, landed an offer from Pitt. 2021 QB out of Tennessee, DC Tabscott, who I've known and worked with off and on for the last few years, got his first offer from Kentucky, jumped right into the SEC. He's a great kid. I'm fired up for him. South Carolina QB Trevion Houston added an Eastern Kentucky offer to go with that offer from Wofford. Then Canadian 2021 QB Christian Vallée, I'm not sure how you say that, Vallée maybe, was offered by Michigan and Temple this week. Don't get too many Canadian quarterbacks with offers. Holy Cross and San Jose State offered 2019 Caden Bell out of California. Hunter Holsley out of Mississippi grabbed an offer from Western Illinois. Cade Ballard from Tennessee picked up a Georgia Southern offer. Max Brosmer from Georgia earned an Ivy League offer from Dartmouth. Justin Meddings, another QB I'm very close to from Augusta, Georgia, picked up his first offer from in-state Reinhardt. Tyler Buckner, one of the top 2020 QBs, we've talked about him a lot, added Penn to his long list of offers. Kentucky 2020, Tyler Van Dyke landed an SEC offer from Vandy. Ken Seals got into the SEC with an offer from Vandy, another 2020 kid. Brian Maurer got an offer from Ohio State, but chose to go another way, which we'll discuss in a minute. Chris Butosh earned offers from Holy Cross and Cornell and committed to one of those, which we'll get to also. University of Incarnate Word offered Texas QB Kevin Yeager. Texas 2019 Landon Ledbetter was offered by Henderson State. Matt Jenner out of California got an offer from Southern Oregon. 2021 young guy Kyle McCord got a big early offer from Penn State. Henderson State offered Rashad Dixon out of Texas. Georgia 2020 Max Johnson, big name, landed another SEC offer from Tennessee. Jackson Ingram 2020 from Washington got his very first offer from Southeastern Oklahoma State. Jake Garcia, still on a roll, got out of California, got an offer from Louisville. Knox Kadem, two-time state champ here in Georgia, was offered by UNC Charlotte. West Virginia State offered Georgia QB Jalen West. Mississippi QB Joseph Hutchinson earned an Ivy League offer from Princeton. Alabama State offered in-state QB Trevion Miles. Burt Griffin out of Washington picked up a College of Idaho offer. Preston Stone, 2021, Texas QB, back at it, gets him an offer from Florida. And South Dakota QB Jaden Johansson landed him an offer from Minnesota State. Who's seen the show Coach, by the way? You should see it if you never have. Most of you young guys don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, now let's talk about the commitments from the past week. We had a good bit of them. JUCO QB Tylan Adonis committed to Western Kentucky a few days after getting that offer. Will Cune out of Oklahoma commits to North Texas. A few days after picking up this offer, Brian Maurer, Elite 11 QB out of Florida, he is going to go play for Coach Pruitt at Tennessee. Good old Rocky Top. Stone Norton from Davidson Academy in Tennessee had a lot of offers, committed to Florida International. Dylan Fromm, brother of the UGA QB Jake Fromm, is committed to in-state Mercer just down the road. Jamil Muhammad out of Alabama committed to Vandy. Jordan Yates from Milton High School here in Georgia, he's committed to Georgia Tech. Not a very long trip for him. LSU got a big commitment from 2019 Alabama QB Peter Parrish. A few days after picking up the offer, that Chris Butosh, who we mentioned, made his commitment to Holy Cross. So he's going to go play up at Holy Cross. 2020 QB Jaden Casey made his early decision. He's going to play for Jeff Tedford at Fresno State. Michael Kern out of Central Florida, he actually flipped his commitment from Toledo to Wake Forest, heading into the Power 5 ACC. This one's exciting for me. Alex Flynn, who I've been close to for many years now, made his decision. He is going to go play for East Carolina. Go Pirates. Idaho got a commitment from Tennessee QB Nathan Sisko. Wake Forest got another commitment. This one's from 2021 QB from Virginia, Mitch Griffiths. So they got their 2019 and 21. Hayden Wolf from Florida commits to Old Dominion. Jack Kristovec out of Texas committed to Incarnate Word. Carson Beck, we've talked about him a lot, two sports star who was getting tons of major offers for football and baseball, was committed to Florida to play baseball. He decides he's going to commit to play football now at Alabama. So that's awesome, Carson. Kirk Castile from St. Thomas Aquinas, going to go be a Harvard man. Harvard also got a commitment from Washington QB Joe Green. Alex Trujillo committed to in-state San Jose State. Pearl River Community College QB Markevion Quinn commits to Memphis. And congratulations to all those quarterbacks and on the offers and making your college decisions. That's awesome. Have a ton of commitments right there. So finally, before I go, let's talk about an offer that I left off the usual segment. If you haven't heard, Michigan and head coach Jim Harbaugh offered a class of 2023. That's a rising eighth grader, by the way, so you don't have to do the math. 2023 quarterback from Michigan named Dante Moore. I got mixed feelings about this, and it took me a couple days to actually post it on Twitter. I wasn't sure I was going to. First off, there's no mixed feelings for Dante. That's awesome for him. Michigan will be obviously be just the first of many, many, many more he's going to get. I mean, he's set. The only possible downside for him is he's now going to have like 5 years of the attention that comes from being a major college football recruit, especially a quarterback recruit. Most of the, even the elite guys, only have 1 to 3 years of that. And not every kid enjoys that as much as you'd think. The issue, the main issue I worry about are the athletes and parents of those athletes that are in the seventh, eighth, ninth, and 10th grade who don't have offers yet and feel like they're getting left behind, especially as they start seeing offers go out to kids younger and younger. Thinking you or your kid is getting left behind can really make you make bad decisions, like transferring schools because you don't think you're getting enough exposure, the head coach isn't helping you out enough. Spending a fortune on the wrong things like the scam money grab camps and combines, or even cutting a big check to a recruiting guru to push your film and get you offers. I usually do a recruiting talk at the camps I work, and I always start with a reality check on how recruiting works for 90, 95% of the quarterbacks and football players in general. It is way more likely that a QB will not get their first offer until their senior year or even after their senior year than as a sophomore or earlier. The problem is, all you see on the internet and social media is that 5% who are getting offers every day from their sophomore year on. That's what social media is. You only post the good stuff. For adults, it's new cars and vacations, not mountains of debt and unhappy marriages. For high school football players with college dreams, they see the same 20 or 30 guys posting regularly about new offers, not the thousands that are still waiting for their first like them. And for colleges, there's zero downside. Look, Harbaugh is going to have to he's going to have to finish higher than third in his division soon if he wants a chance to actually sign more. And if Harbaugh's still there and Moore continues to develop and is a stud everybody thinks he'll be, then Michigan has the advantage because they were the first one to offer and show they believed in him way back when they were in seventh, when he was in seventh grade. But if Moore or any other athlete was that was offered that early doesn't develop and turn out to be the player you thought, if you're a coach, you can always just have a closed door meeting and say you think he's a great kid, but you don't think it's a good fit and you think he should probably focus on other schools. I mean, David Sills was probably the first real early offer from USC and Lane Kiffin, who Lane Kiffin actually offered 2 8th graders last year. In 8th grade, USC offered him and he committed. But after a coaching change, Kiffin gets fired, Orgeron's there for a minute, then Sarkisian comes. Sills ended up at West Virginia and then he actually left for a JUCO for a year. But now he's back at West Virginia and is currently one of their best wide receivers. All that to say, things don't always work out like we plan, but a lot more can happen between offering a scholarship and signing day when you offer middle schoolers than when you offer juniors and seniors. Hopefully, there are no middle schoolers or even ninth and 10th grader QBs listening right now that are stressed out because they don't have any offers. But if there are, please just relax, focus on what you can control, and understand what you see online is usually the exception, not the norm. That's it for this week. Next week, we'll talk about how it went down in Dallas at the opening. Be sure you're subscribed so you get notified when a new episode drops. Even though I just saw the new Drake album just came out, so y'all probably be busy listening to that for a while. But we'll also be sharing all the info we get on Twitter through the week. We also have an Instagram at QB365 Media. It would mean the world to me if you followed us there and on Twitter. Give us a rating here, retweet on Twitter, tell a friend, anything to help us grow so we'll be in a better place to help you guys. Thank you for listening. You guys enjoy your week. Throw well, and we'll catch you next time.